We look forward to this conversation once a month. Our friends from the Clemson University Extension Office from the Tri-County, so two ladies cover three counties, York, Lancaster, and Chester counties. They come here and they really help us about health, or they talk to us about health and nutrition. And this morning we're down one of them. So we wish Hannah all the best, but we have Elizabeth Parker Josie joining us. And again, she's the Rural Health and Nutrition Extension Agent for the Lancaster County Clemson Extension Office, and then Hannah focuses on Chester and York County, but you both work together because the three counties all have a lot in common, so you all need to work together.
Yep. We work together a lot. It's nice.
Oh, it's good. This morning, this is a fantastic conversation. We're going to learn more about the history of the extension and the role it plays in building healthier communities. And I've always heard, Elizabeth, about the Clemson Extension Office. I never even questioned, how did it get its start? Why does it exist? So walk us through that model.
Yeah, so I didn't know much about extension either until I started working for extension. And it really has a deep history within our country. So it's rooted in the agricultural societies of like the late 1800s. And then in 1914, the Smith-Lever Act was passed to create an extension system across the country. And so it's a vast system, a vast network full of lots of resources and stuff. The purpose of extension is to take the research being done at the land grant universities and then take that research out into the community so that it can be useful. You know, so you don't want to have all this research and then nobody be able to use it.
Right.
So extension thought, well, let's send these agents out, especially when it comes to agriculture, teach the farmers about these practices that were being researched. Mm-hmm. And then that extended into the home life with the rural families.
And I think what's so cool about that is it's happening all across the country.
It is.
Which is kind of, each of the universities are part of different regions. And so it's all, while some of the information might be the same, of course, where the health and all comes in, the agriculture is different. So
exactly.
I think that's so cool. That's
even within
cool
our
program.
State, you know, we have experts in every county, and they become especially well-versed in their, geographical area. Because, farming in one area of the state is
different
than the other. So you become an expert in your general area in both subject matter and geographically, which is cool.
So, Elizabeth, in every state in the United States, is there a university that kind of spearheads and oversees it? Because here in South Carolina, it's Clemson.
So there's actually two universities in South Carolina. So this is all part of the land grant system. And so these land grant universities, which is land that was set aside for agricultural research being done at these universities. And so in South Carolina is Clemson Cooperative Extension and then the South Carolina State University 1890 Research and Extension Program. And we handle extension services for South Carolina. But every state has a land grant university that also has that extension system with it.
Doing the research and that needs to have like a home base,
right.
I assume.
Yep.
In North Carolina, is it NC State?
It's NC State. Yep. So it's usually the agriculture school. Yeah. So if you just think about the states and what university is known as the agriculture school of that state, that would be the land grant university. In
Georgia, would that be Georgia?
I think it's Georgia Tech.
I think so.
Yeah. Don't ask me anymore, State.
she's
you
done.
Just know all those. The North and the South. I won't go west to Tennessee. I think it's Georgia Tech too, because I've always heard that was the ag school.
And they may have too as well.
Yeah, they're pretty big. Okay, well, we'll just focus on South Carolina because we love South Carolina. Nothing
ask me
wrong.
Again next year.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you mentioned that the universities are doing this research, and so then you want to share it with everyone. So how is what they're doing what they're doing exactly, how does that benefit those in Chester, Lancaster, and York counties, for example?
Yes. So there's a lot of different areas in extension, and a lot of times you think about the agriculture side, but health has been a part of extension since the very beginning. So we're doing a lot of stuff, but if you take it all the way back to the Great Depression, the World Wars, stuff like that, you'll see that health agents were going into, they were home economic agents at the time, but were going into these families and teaching them about food safety and preservation. Also using the wartime victory gardens to teach them about limited resource cooking. So, cooking nutritionally balanced meals with the limited resources and stuff. So health has always been part of extension. But then in 2015, Clemson began exploring how to formally bring health and nutrition into the extension system. And so our focus since 2015, it started with chronic disease prevention. That's chronic disease is so prevalent in rural communities. So we did programs like Health Extension for Diabetes and Know Diabetes by Heart, which we've talked about on this program. But then since then, we've kind of expanded into other health and wellness programs for the general public.
I love that they would go to the homes, because at that time there was no Google or YouTube around.
Right, yeah.
So the only way to get information was probably your local school, but parents weren't able to go to school. So they would go to the homes or communities and do like a tutorial of how to cook the meat and how to preserve and your meat and your vegetables. I mean, that you have to learn it from somewhere.
You do.
That is fascinating,
we're
Elizabeth.
Educators.
I didn't realize that.
Like that's it, when you think about it that way, we're community educators who become experts in our community. So it really is a system that, I mean, there's so many things that have happened throughout our country's history in which extension has been a part of. But when you start thinking about it, it is really cool. It's cool to be a part of
as
well.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
And then let's look closer at what, I guess, exactly you all do in the rural communities. What's the history behind that? How does that continue to, expand, but also get very specialized at the same time?
So each county has various extension agents. And so you're always connected. Well, no matter what county you're in, you always have some type of connection to a subject matter. So there, for Lancaster or Chester or York, there's a horticulture agent who's responsible for this area. What are resources, livestock? Now, what Hannah and I do is the rural health and nutrition. And so we have a lot of different programs. Again, the Health Extension for Diabetes and Know Diabetes by Heart. But we've also kind of expanded to other health and wellness, kind of general health and wellness. So we have a nutrition class that is cooking demonstrations and nutrition education. It's online and it's completely free. It's called Stirring Up Healthy Recipes.
Oh, that's cute.
And it's really cool. It's on it's one Friday every month, and you can log on and get nutritional tips, learn how to cook these recipes, often using in-season produce. So that's one area in which we operate. And then we also have some physical activity programs. They're also free to the public, and they're statewide. So we have Practical Strength and Yoga for Everybody, as well as Walk SC, which is a walking challenge where you virtually walk across the state of South Carolina, which is kind of cool. So bringing these resources to the rural communities, because so many times these rural areas, if you think like Heath Springs or Lowry's or something like that, they might not have a gym right next door, you know, or they might not have some type of nutritional education. So being able to, with the internet, that's changed a lot. Being able to log on and actually get those access to those programs.
And then what you kind of mentioned, but what else are you doing to improve health in our communities? And you kind of just alluded to that.
And we also, I think we talked about 2 months ago about the school wellness checklist.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You not only do it for adults, but you take it down to the school level and with the school districts. You partner with them.
When you look at that, that's called like policy, system, and environmental change work. So we're going in and trying to change the policies and the environment. So with the school wellness, for example, we're helping to guide these K-12 schools into assessing their current health environment and then building upon it using that evidence-based research that the universities come up with.
Well, and the younger they can learn it, the more they can not only have it when they become adults, but they can go home and share it with the adults that they live with.
It expands out.
Love
it's
it.
Really great.
And being proactive, for sure. We love that. It's fascinating the work you're able to do, the Clemson University Extension agents throughout the state of South Carolina. We're so lucky to have you. We're so, I guess, take you for granted because you're part of our DNA for so long. I hope that other people have great relationships with their county agents as we do here in the Tri-County area, because they're a big source of research and development, but also for expertise. I mean, when we need questions answered about any kind of animal, we call the Clemson University or Clemson Extension agent immediately. So you all do some fantastic work, and we appreciate this history lesson today. Some of this stuff I maybe had heard about over the years, but for the most part, this is brand new information, and we certainly appreciate it.
Awesome.
It's all about education.
That's right.
It is all about education.
Even during the summer months.
That's right. You're still learning something every day.
We're supposed to be off and enjoying life. But you can still learn, for sure.
That's right.
All right, Elizabeth Parker-Josie, again, is with the Clemson Cooperative Extension Office.